9:45 to 10. Nick, you'll be here at 10.
Yeah, I've got an idea. Again, we've probably talked about it before, but...
So you can see us?
Yeah. I don't hear real well, so I kind of relip some.
That's not so good, because sometimes I lip some things I don't say.
Oh. I'll ignore those.
Yeah. Okay,
good thing
you
didn't read mine, too.
Exactly. Huh? Then I'd really be in trouble. Oh, I'm going to call that guy. Do we have any administrative, Chuck?
It's already. Wow. Yeah, call us back to order. Over the weekend, I was thinking about our contracts and grants again.
Uh-huh.
And have we talked about, is there some reason we don't consider Linda?
Just no time.
But even if we had to, after you get it down to the couple hours a week deal,
no,
even,
I mean,
even if we had to pay some overtime to get it lined out, my thought is that the clerk's going to get their copy for number one. We don't have to have a original copy. All we need is just a copy and have Linda keep those contracts, grants, any of that kind of stuff.
I mean, I'm fine with that. I mean, my concern, can you hear me all right? You can hear me all right, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to, point at him or anything. I just wanted to keep it with the commission, a person responds, answering to the commission.
Right.
So Linda's fine. I mean, I was looking through the other list of people, and there really isn't.
She's got, on contracts and stuff, she's involved in those already.
Right.
She's right there handy to...
Nikki and Jillian, too.
That, plus she's right there handy to Melissa.
Right.
As far as the expertise she could maybe get from her grant experience. And we've got, like you said, somebody that's at the commission
response,
level.
Right.
Response. Because it just seems to keep coming up that where...
What do you think?
Maybe the clerk's got them all, and we don't need a second place. But I think I hear you saying that, and I agree. I think it'd be nice to have one.
Well, I mean, we still got to administer it too. What are you thinking, Danny? You want to try that?
No, I wouldn't care to try that. She's got lots of space, lots of room in there. To I've always been one said that we need a shelving situation where we had grants for certain years and go right there and pick out everything that we need because. I've run into in the past, you know, looking for for different things, and they just could never be found. So if they weren't in a certain year or certain thing, well, I think it would be probably a good location. When it first came up, I didn't know, but to come to think of it, she'd probably handle a lot of that stuff for Road and Bridge. I mean, as far as...
grant-wise, but she still had to administer all the contracts. Mm-hmm. So she, I just don't know if she has a whole lot of physical time, but we'll have to just.
We might even ask Donna if she, at this time, they're not swamped.
Mm-hmm.
She offered to help, you know, with the van, those kind of things. Maybe she's got a little time that they could help in getting that
transferred
and getting the copies. And
it's worth a shot, I can tell you that.
Well, I'd feel better because. It's just...
Of course, no, she's out today, so...
I'm not saying today or anything. I'm just saying, since it doesn't look like Melissa's going to work out at emergency, then maybe we look at that.
Well, it's fine. If you want to put something on the agenda later on this week, just to have a 30-minute with Linda.
All right, I'll do that.
I think it's better than nothing, and we can get the process started.
Wonderful. Okay, 10 o'clock, we got... Nikki, there's Donna.
I heard you say my name, but I couldn't get in here quick enough.
We're talking about, I brought up the issue, we've been talking about recording, keeping record of our grants,
mm-hmm.
also contracts, and we talked with Chris Burnt and Melissa, and that's not going to play out too good, doesn't look like, and my thought was, let's give it a shot with Linda and see if maybe she could work that in with, even if it took some overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you and your folks could help her kind of get things where that we give the original copy to the clerk, and then we could have our backup secondary for commission use up there.
Well, I had a suggestion at one time that why don't we scan those in? We have scanners. Why don't we scan those in? And that way, all three of you can access it at any time.
From a storage, that's fine. We're talking from an administrative perspective, making sure we have deadlines met of reports and all that.
So you're talking about Linda taking care of the deadlines?
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
That's
keeping track of contracts that, you know, when do they run out, which is a deadline, and all this kind of thing.
And reporting time. I mean, I know we've got some deadlines coming up for the HPRP in the next couple of weeks. So.
And just an extra set of eyes that's watching those things.
That's fine. No, we haven't been watching those. It's not been a practice that our office did in the past, and we haven't been asked to do it. So we haven't been watching those. We're happy to help any way you would like us to, including if you'd like us to scan those in or just get copies to Linda, whatever you want there.
Okay.
Could I make a suggestion on contracts?
Yeah.
Contracts seem to be something that sometimes is a rush deal and a last-minute thing sometimes. And, it happens. In my office, we do the same thing. But with the contract, shouldn't we have a sheet that says we need to get this signature, these signatures, the original needs to be filed here, and somebody needs to make sure this person signs it and it gets mailed to whoever. Just a sheet of directions by whoever is creating the contract.
I hear what you're saying, I think.
Okay.
I don't know that, but it seems like there's quite often we have issues that...
Steps missed,
and well, it's deadline or after deadline. And
Nikki asked me to sign something the other day, and I just happened to have the minutes open at that time and checked, and it hadn't been approved, and she was sure that it was approved.
Now, was it approved?
No, she checked the audio, and it hadn't even been brought up.
See, I disagree with that. I know we voted on it.
Well, Nikki checked the audio.
I know. I just got to look at a different day or something like that from the... What was the one that didn't get... Was it the Rockaway?
Rockaway Intergovernmental.
I know we did.
It was on the 5th.
I know we did. Guys, I know we did.
I listened to all of it.
I mean, I remember reading it. I mean, I had it here and I read it and everything out loud.
But sometimes we read stuff and introduce stuff and we don't always vote on it. But,
you know
I just can't sign it if it's...
No, I understand, but I told Nikki, I said we adamantly did it.
And that would be another thing that could be added to that contract sheet that would save all of us a lot of time with whoever's initiating it. Could find the date and the time that it was voted on. So we don't go back and say, oh, we all got it signed, but we forgot to vote on it. I mean, that's come up in the past. Those are just some suggestions.
I understand your suggestions. Reminds me, I think I mentioned this to you, Don, the other day. I was reading some minutes. Mm-hmm. And
I didn't have as much in there as you wanted or something?
No, yeah. I guess you'd say that. I was reading it, and my memory struggles, as everybody knows. But I'm reading it, and it just says we discussed it, and then that's the end of our minutes.
Right.
And maybe if we're conscious, I'm conscious about saying, when you know, what's the next step? Are we just going to let this fall through the cracks, or... Are we going to bring it back up, like you said, make a deal just now? You said, let's ask for 30 minutes for Linda. You know, we got a step. We know what we're going to do.
Right.
But then there's other times that we discuss it out and we're thinking, but we don't finish up our discussion with, well, what's the next step? What's the follow-up? In fact, I didn't get here.
On the follow-up, if it's one of my deals, I make sure I follow up with an email or Jill immediately. Right. So,
but I don't always, and I've started using a handwritten follow-up sheet up on to look over. But
what you're saying, Jim, it's our fault, not yours.
I can tell you.
Is that what he was saying?
My issues, if it's an issue for me,
I miss that.
I make sure.
That's pretty low.
I know. If it's an issue for me, I make sure there's a follow-up. That's what I say.
Gee.
Okay, do you need me for anything else?
Thank you. Okay. Well, I intend to follow up on this last discussion.
Excellent. Chuck, that's wonderful. I'd make a point of writing it down.
Okay. Sorry, James, we're having a little too much fun.
No, you're not. Nobody ever has too much fun.
Okay, it's your turn, Miss Nikki. What you got for us?
You needing something?
No, I just wondered if Joey went down to the house yet.
Yeah, everything's all right for now.
Okay. Thanks.
I have the agenda for this week.
Okay. I guess you've seen my little black book, have you?
No, I haven't.
You sold it in the auction, Chuck.
He reclaimed it.
I reclaimed it.
And started using it again.
Okay. What do we need to talk about?
I just want you to be aware of what's going on this week.
She has two things now. She gives us the agenda for the week. To make sure it doesn't there's no conflicts of our personal schedules, and then anything in the office, correct?
Uh-huh.
That's what we've been doing.
Correct.
Let me ask a question. Especially since I've mislaid my little pocket calendar. I look at tomorrow, and we've got sewer, shop talk, pre-sewer, but none of those are on my calendar. They're not here. Why wouldn't they be there?
They should be.
If you didn't accept them,
I accept them.
They'll be there then. But
sewer, pre-sewer, and shop talk, we don't accept them that I remember. Maybe that's why they're not on there.
You accepted the first time when they first came out.
Because I put them in as recurring events.
They're just there every week.
Well, they're not there.
Okay.
Are they on yours? Tomorrow?
No, I deleted them off of my tomorrow because I'm in Jeff City at a labor seminar.
But they were on there.
Uh huh. If I go to the next week.
Not on mine either.
I hate to argue, but.
I'll check.
I think I'll look at all those acceptance, and I may be a day or two late, but I.
Never a dollar short. You're there.
My mind's never on there, see.
So is that something you can fix for us?
Yes.
She'll resend the meeting, and that way you can just re-accept it, and it'll be there forever.
Is this, what's this 7:30 Energize Missouri Communities presentation on Wednesday?
You sent me back an email and said that you wanted to attend, so I've registered you.
Really?
I am.
Very interesting.
I'm sitting, just since you brought that up, I'm sitting Joan and Jillian, because Joan has been working on an energy grant for the courthouse, and this is the first seminar as it relates to that. And Jillian has been the person who's spearheading all the buildings. So Joan and Jillian are already going to that seminar on Wednesday. You're talking about Wednesday morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday morning presentation in Springfield.
Okay. So I could skip it without any problem.
Yeah, because they're going to come back and report to us what it says.
All right.
Do you want me to cancel you?
I don't know. I'll run up and look at when we get a break here.
Okay.
I've got me a file on invitations, and I'll go look in my invitation file. Maybe I'll.
Did you print it off of your email? Because I emailed it to you.
Did you?
Uh huh.
I don't know.
And you replied back and asked me to RSVP for you.
Okay.
But just re-invite all three of us. That's fine. That way, on the sewer and the shop talks and all that. Is anybody going to the Red Ribbon reception tonight, 5:30?
I was going to try to. Planning to.
I hadn't decided. I'm going to the IDA. Of course, I think you are too. You're on the agenda. When Tuesday, I'm just out. I'm at. There's a MAC Labor, Missouri Association of Counties Labor Seminar.
Okay.
So that's on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, we have Aegis here at 11 to talk more about the planning and zoning stuff. So if you haven't read up on your stuff,
get to reading now.
Get to reading, and then the budget's also in the afternoon of that day. And then Friday is our Ozark Regional Economic Partnership.
Righto.
So we'll be there all morning.
I can't think of anything to...
Danny, I did not sign you up for that.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't want you to think that I...
Yeah, I just... I don't know what this week's going to bring, so I'm just
okay.
Glad you did.
Okay.
And if you would let us know, Danny, if something changes so we can... Yeah. We'll adjust whatever we have to adjust. Absolutely. Off the calendar.
Yeah.
You know that, so...
There's not anything, you know, that... a lot of this stuff that... if I have to take off for 3 or 4 hours to go do some checking stuff, I'll just take all you guys to school right ahead through the...
Okay. The budget's the only thing that we want to get you in there.
Yeah.
So just let you know, Nikki, I gave Nikki the list of departments that Rick asked us to visit with, and you're in the process of scheduling them during
Correct.
That Wednesday time frame for us. So we'll have some departmental... leaders in here during that Wednesday time frame on the 21st. What else did I, from that perspective, and then...
I got to do have a question.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it's just because we table this stuff and I can't remember how we went, but like Winkle Drive and Holiday Hills change order, those things have both been before us.
There must be more.
Oh.
Oh, no, the Winkle Drive, we actually have the surveys now. And we actually have data so for us to make a vote on now.
Okay.
So we actually know, we have all the... Frank showed me what he had come up with, the survey and all that, overlaid with the sewer and all that. So he's ready now to present to us something.
Okay.
The Holiday Hills is another change order. I don't know what that is, but there's another change order.
I have a copy of it upstairs.
Okay.
If you'd like to review it before the meeting.
And the intergovernmental agreement with Kirbyville, I mean...
There were some additional changes on that.
Additional changes. Uh-huh. So we, every time...
They make a change, we've got to re-vote on it.
So. Correct.
Do those agreements, do they have amounts, or are they just a process?
The Holiday Hills?
Kirbyville intergovernmental agreement. Sure agreement.
That's just, there's no dollar figure with that. I think it's just some documents that we didn't sign.
Okay.
And I also have a copy of that upstairs.
Now they're on a timeline on that, so we need to.
Right.
When I see those things that are repetitive on there, I don't know how to do that without.
How could we
list?
Here's a question for you. I mean, this is one of the questions I've got for you. Is like Winkle Drive. You guys didn't know I know about it. I mean, if I put my, I thought about putting my initials on it, and you guys start putting in parentheses who's posting it. That way, you can just come to somebody and say, "This is why."
In my calendar, I have things color coded.
Okay, so you know who put it on.
I know who.
Okay, all right. So you.
You got questions, you can just go to Nikki and
yeah.
she can say,
right.
Jim, put that on there, check it, whatever.
Right.
All right.
And I'm doing better to give her more information because, like, I put something on the agenda last week for Helen, and I don't remember doing it. And then, like, the very last second, I remembered and thinking, if I would have given more information to Nikki, then I would have. not look. It felt so foolish. Didn't look. It just felt it. It was emotion.
Strictly an emotion.
Strictly an emotion. I can put those down.
One thing I was going to talk to you gentlemen about is like at noon today, I'll be leaving and going home to check things out, and there's not anything on the bottom side of that thing other than I had requests for a couple of people wanting me to be at the IDA meeting.
Right.
I don't have any idea why, when, or what, but anyway, they... I guess it has to do with, is Ken...
Ken stepping down.
I know, but is that today?
That's today. At 3:30, he officially steps down. I guess okay. He's got to... But they're, at 2 o'clock, I guess there's a press something. I heard that Joan and Ron have got... And Ken invited the press over to his office at 2 o'clock to have a little roundtable press discussion. I'm not going. We got commitments. Yeah. But at 3:30, they're going to be back over here for the IDA meeting.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying is if I take off at noon and try to get back here at 3, but that's...
Well, you got Winkle Drive. That's going to be a couple $1,000. It's going to be back...
What I'm saying is I don't have any concerns with you guys.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm not around, you can conduct county business. I know that sometimes whenever... It's been discussed in the past when one of us was gone, you know, that the others did something. Well, there's nothing on this. I like this part of the agenda where you can kind of go over it and see that there's anything you're interested in. Well, you can, if it's not an emergency, will you
right.
be there?
And if you wanted to listen in because the meeting is here,
yeah.
you could conference in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's the week. I mean, Aegis is the only one that we've rescheduled Aegis before because we weren't prepared. So that's why I'm going to say I've got the map on the outside of my office wall. If there's a map you want to look at existing use, how it is zoned currently. They also sent us the revised coding of zoning based off of talking to Frank and to Eddie. So that's the revision. That's what we're going to be talking about is if that's the codes we want to go forward with.
Okay. Thinking out loud here, sort of, we had an issue I think you're both aware of at P&Z. It seems like it's two meetings ago. Don Earhart and some neighbors down don't want us blasting.
They want
the sewer to hammer it out.
Right.
And Mel... committed to get a price. I think the sewer board asked him to get a price on what would be the extra cost if the contractor didn't blast but broke it out with hammers. And to my knowledge, that information hadn't come up. I got it was on radio news when that came out, and I got an email. I may have forwarded it to you. From Ted Martin from Branson Fire. Anyway, he's a blasting guy.
Okay.
There's a board of like 5 people statewide, and he's one of that 5-person board.
Okay.
Very, very knowledgeable. He offered to come and share with people, explain the pros and cons of blastings and why you do the pre-blast survey and just... He's a very good speaker, in my opinion, and very knowledgeable. My first thought was, let's just set up a meeting, ask you guys to agree, and let's just set up a public meeting for those folks to come in. Mm-hmm. But I thought better think this through a little bit. One, probably ought to wait and see if Bell gets us a cost, what the extra cost would be, and B, to see if sewer board's in agreement to do that. So... Here's the bottom line is I was going to say something to them tomorrow in their meeting if time allowed. Are you all up to doing that?
Right.
And so now I'm saying to you guys before I get there, are you all up to doing that?
Right. Obviously cost is one thing. I mean, I don't know if they understand blasting is a one-time disruption.
Ted talked about that.
Oh, my gosh. I mean...
The hammering.
We had a problem at Holiday Hills where we ended up putting relocating a lady within the complex because
exactly.
the hammering took forever.
Yeah.
Because it didn't want to blast. I guess it had to be the cost, because I mean, the reason you blast is because of cost.
My question is, how about us having a meeting?
I mean,
just Ted's offered to lead it and talk to him and.
Oh, overall, just
Ted Martin, invite the neighbors that are concerned about the blasting. There was, I think, 6 or 8 plus Don here at the sewer board meeting. The letter was to the sewer board and the county commission. I mean, we could do it on our own as far as that goes, but I want to be respectful of the sewer board.
Well, I mean, that'd be good just to make it bigger than that, though, because we've got other blasting projects coming up.
It could be open for anybody that's interested right. in blasting. I mean, yeah, that's a good point.
Go
ahead.
One thing that I didn't agree with Don's, you pay for my well, all this kind of business. We have a responsibility. We're elected to take care of the citizens. I didn't appreciate the way that he addressed the sewer board. I thought Ron Daniels addressed him very well whenever he said, why didn't you bring these concerns forward whenever you knew that the project was going to be bid, in which it was in the papers. It was a big deal at the time because Wyhoway was one of the deals that was on the original voting of sewer projects, and it made the headlines, and it was in there all the time. So I think it was a little rallying cry. I'm not, I don't think that there's anything for them to be concerned with. If they would have been out there with all the blasting that went on at the airport and we got that stopped and slowed down and there wasn't right. not one well affected that I know of that was ever turned into the county commission from that, and they were setting off charges that were larger than anything that's going to be going on down here. Like, this is a 12-foot, you know, deal, and they were setting off deep charges, and there was concerns with the citizens out there about their wells
sure.
and things, and there was no reason to be, and once it was over with, they didn't have any problems, so.
My thought was, I agree, I understand what you just said. My thought was, it all popped up when the pre-blast video people came by,
yeah.
and it disturbed people.
Right.
And those.
I can't understand.
I just think it'd be good.
That's fine.
May not have two people show up. May not have anybody show up.
That's fine. Let's just have Ted come in for 45 minutes and do that.
He offered to do it, and we'll do a good job at it.
We probably want his title on there some of them. We can
yeah.
put it.
If you would, just wait until I touch base with the sewer board
sure.
tomorrow and see if they got any comments to it.
No problem.
Okay, just let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
he's going to follow up with you.
Correct.
That's right. Thank you very much. And I started it too, didn't I?
Yep. If it's important to you, you better write it down.
You better believe.
Okay, so I am going to post the City of Rockaway on the road sharing.
Yes, that's fine.
They've called a couple times questioning. And Linda had already checked on that. October 5th.
And you listened to it all?
Mm-hmm. I was gone that morning. I had to be in court.
Well, did you listen to the whole audio tape and it wasn't there?
No.
No discussion. Did we postpone it the next day?
No.
Did we not go ahead and...
Because it was under me.
Do it, which
and
might
you said
have been
that
the
you
second
would take
time.
Care of it.
Haven't we gone ahead and done it again? If
we haven't yet. We have to post it.
We still got to post it. Okay.
We just yes. found out, I guess, late Friday that it wasn't posted.
Oh, I see.
I know we did. That's right. Convinced of it. I went upstairs and Jillian got it. I specifically read it. I can tell you what's on the document. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If we read it, why
is he
would
bragging
we not?
Again? Is that
no,
bragging?
No, I'm just saying, I don't know what happened. Was there any gaps in the audio?
That's a good one. That's good.
Commission
Woods
gate.
In our office?
Commission gate.
Yeah, Rosemary Woods was his secretary.
Oh, there.
Yeah. She
of course, she would know the name. Bob would.
This morning, you guys discussed having several meetings in the future. One being the construction ordinance, which that was very, very clear. But you talked about the reverse 911 and doing the storm shelter/wellness, but you weren't
Let
or
me
sure
take
if you
the
want
wellness
to discuss
fitness
it
center.
Or
the well. Let me take the wellness one.
Okay.
Okay. And the storm shelter.
All right. I'll talk about 911 with Chris then. Reverse 911.
Okay. I'll take the storm shelter. Bob, we're gonna get. You better get ready.
I mean, we're gonna go.
Yeah, he's heard that before too.
So you guys are gonna talk about it.
We'll talk it and then let you know.
Okay.
The construction ordinance. Only thing I would suggest, Commissioner Pennell.
Yes.
Is that we are guaranteed to have a huge crowd, and it
won't be fun. My job's not always fun.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if that's the best forum for a work session. Okay. Oh, I'm up for the game.
Hey, if you want to mention that, I think you make, if you decide that there is some things that you want to change, don't you make those changes before in a work session and then have your meeting, not after you have those recommendations for change in your meeting.
Sure.
Is that right, Bob?
A few minutes ago asking if they could mow their lawn on Sundays.
That's good. That's brilliant. They're taking it to the extreme, are they not?
Are you serious? You had a phone call?
Jillian did.
Boy, is that construction.
Anyway, the concerns that was voiced this morning between you two gentlemen before I got involved was saying about the 10 o'clock Springfield deal. I think those things ought to be listed. That way you have yourself covered on recommendations for change of our ordinance. You know, like the 10 o'clock, possible 10 o'clock deal. The other thing that you mentioned, I forget what that was, the Sunday.
I'm not understanding you. You say we ought to have a meeting before the public meeting?
Yeah, so we have.
To iron those out? Before. If we have a meeting before the public meeting to iron those out, then...
Here's your recommendations for change. Isn't that what you said whenever you adopted the ordinance that you could have your recommendations for change before you could have them?
Yeah, it'd be nice to sit down and actually have some constructive reasons why something needs to be changed rather than y'all a bunch of fools for passing it. What are your constructive comments from, you know, people that want to do that and you consider implementing it?
So just a
that
list.
That would be the best forum to do that in.
Okay, let me see if I understand. We have our public meeting, but we open the public meeting with conversations that we've had that you're talking about and lay those on the table, then listen to the public to say, yeah, that makes sense. No, that doesn't. You ought to do this or that, and then come back and make our decision?
I mean, the questions that are being asked, we know what the questions are that are being asked, and some of them, you know, I'm not calling people silly, but the questions themselves are really to the extreme.
You're very close to the table. You're talking without, unless you want to go over here and stand. You think better standing.
The questions are rather... are rather extreme when people call and ask, can they mow their lawn on Sunday? And the questions are coming from people who have never read the ordinance. Okay?
My argument is they're real questions and they need to be answered. And when they, like the lady I described, when she understood that you can mow your yard, you can cut your firewood and split it and whatever, it's only on construction. And we explained also that the reason we did this is we got people who want to work in 24 hours a day. I mean, we didn't just do it to add to government. I'm like Danny. The less government, the better off we are.
It'd be nice to just have a rule do unto your neighbors as you'd have them do unto you. It's unfortunate that people can't abide by that.
That's not the world we live in.
No, we have people calling us saying, do you have an ordinance that keeps me from doing this?
So anyway, I realize you're right, Jim. There'll be... I mean,
well,
I didn't enjoy my conversation with this lady until we got to the end of the line and everything was understood and, you know, we just need to work on the Sunday thing and she was happy.
But, and I need to look at it again, but I don't know that construction on Sunday or construction after 7 o'clock is prohibited. Only that outdoor construction that unreasonably disturbs your neighbors is prohibited.
Yeah, it says...
Well...
you can't work on Sunday. I mean, you can't construct on Sunday.
Okay. It may, but I need to look at it again.
Yeah, it does.
Any such activity set forth in this paragraph is prohibited all day on Sundays.
But what activity?
Exterior construction, demolition, alteration, or repair of buildings involving the operation of machinery or equipment or the repair or maintenance of such machinery or equipment, which causes loud or disturbing noise such that a reasonable person of normal sensitivities...
Exactly. Exactly. So if you're doing that sort of activity to the extent that it unreasonably disturbs people that live in a house within 1,000 feet, then you can't do that on Sunday. You can't do that after 7 o'clock. If you do it in such a way that it doesn't unreasonably disturb those people, you can do it after 7 o'clock and you can do it on Sundays.
Right. But the people don't want to have, I mean, you could say that.
Do you want
that
unre-
goes every day. That
yeah,
doesn't.
But do you want unreasonably disturb your neighbors?
No. My point is, they're talking about Sundays, and you can make that argument Monday through Saturday. Why do we have Sunday special? I mean...
Basically, you can disturb people unreasonably between 7 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock at night with this exterior construction activity 6 days a week. But on Sunday, you can't do it between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. You can't unreasonably disturb your neighbors with exterior construction on Sundays during those hours.
And I'm all for that. I just assume we didn't do that on Sunday. But there are situations in construction, rain, delays, that there's work done on Sundays.
Water main breaks.
And her point is we shouldn't be isolating Sunday.
But there's, I agree, but there's nothing.
It's not of her faith. She's a person of faith and all that. I mean, that's just her opinion, and I'm just carrying her opinion.
Water main breaks, utilities, county workers, they're all exempt from this for, you know, utility work or road work. It's specifically exempt in there. And it's only if you unreasonably disturb. And I don't care if you have this or don't have this. I'm just defending the way it was written. And no one is violating the law if they're out there on a house doing roofing at 9 o'clock at night if it's not unreasonably disturbing a neighbor.
I'm in agreement.
Okay.
I'm with you.
All right.
I think you wrote it well, except we need to speak to the Sunday and we need the public to have an opportunity to say, you're idiots for doing this.
Okay.
And explain that we're not idiots. There was a good reason. And you can even go in and explain that it doesn't limit you. Or we can explain it. I think, you know, again, we may not have two people here. But to give them the opportunity and...
Oh, we'll have two people here.
And my suggestion is we speak to the Sunday event.
Okay.
But to get back to what I said, I think that it wouldn't hurt anything if we had, like, if the contractor wasn't lying to me that worked. I seen him at the Farm Fest in Springfield, and he was a Springfield contractor. And he said, "Well, we have something was brought up about construction." He said, "We had a 10 o'clock. We can't work after 10 o'clock in the city." And I said, "Oh." So it brought my attention to it, and I started talking to him about it. And he said, yeah, he said, in the city limits of Springfield, we can't work after 10 o'clock at night, which is more reasonable than I think.
You already can't. If you unreasonably, the way this is written, if you unreasonably disturb one of your neighbors after 10 o'clock, you're violating state statute.
I don't even like that part of it. Now, here's my question.
He just likes to argue. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Here's the deal. If I know you'd run out.
Nikki,
got
I think we're good. Can you make sure? Can you follow up with that microphone with the other microphone? Jim had given the other microphone that was broken to IT. Can you give him that one too and see what the status of the repair of the other one is?
Okay.
And if neither one can do it, Donna had a suggestion. Maybe have Phil look at it because he has an electrical
right.
background.
Okay.
But if you would just take that one, that's the newest victim. We'll label that one CP. I did it.
I didn't say that.
CP
I just labeled it.
For Chuck Pennell.
I just labeled it CP for reference perspective. I didn't say Chuck did it.
Okay. I said...
But again, the only thing...
Bob, stop.
The only thing that I would say to any question is, do you want to unreasonably disturb your neighbors, is what I would ask.
Sometimes
somebody.
I do.
Especially if it's Paulson.
Oh, my goodness. I would like to live next to him for a couple days. Anyway, if you would take that, that would be great. And okay. Then your question about that is...
HMN. Chuck, you were going to contact them because we're holding a bill for
you were following up with that $100 from last week.
No, I didn't put that on my list.
Go ahead and add it now.
Okay. I just wanted to remind you if you hadn't.
Is it on your list?
So I committed to follow up on that. I just don't want to pay it. Okay.
Well, I think you have to follow up anyway.
Okay. And just FYI, NACO dues. I have to pay them.
The overall dues? Mm-hmm. How much is it? What is it?
$724.
Well, I move that we pay him.
Would you help me write a letter to HMN? Yes.
Do I need to vote on... Do I need to just put this accounts payable and run it through the accounts
payable?
What is it? It's our annual dues.
Run it through accounts payable.
It's our annual dues.
Why is it not... Oh, you're just bringing
pills
before.
FYI.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
do a PO for it and... Run it through.
Perfect.
Process.
So you're going to try to keep track of all that stuff.
She does that.
Better than what we've had in the past.
Oh, yeah.
That before they were just shoved through and we approved them, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Dixie came to me last week and she has been in contact with Lynette.
Yeah.
Lynette has asked her if we want to do some type of boot camp for department heads. Just going over protocol on documentation and things like that.
Not yet.
Possibly. Okay.
Wait until we get this one vote out of the way, and then we'll know.
Okay, just let me know. Lynette's just waiting to hear.
Because there's no reason to do that if we're going to do something else.
Right.
So.
Okay, that's fine.
You know.
Did you have something?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably a small thing, but going along with our contracts and our grants and keeping track of that, mm-hmm. Be interesting to know how many things like NACO and MAC and all the different organizations that
the different conferences you guys attend.
Not so much conference, but dues, subscriptions that we do in a year's time when it comes time for budget or whatever good reason. Right there is what we do annually, and if we got to cut back sometime, you could look right there and which one of those.
Right.
So that's something else we might talk with Linda about or the auditor or somebody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Finley should have that all broken down.
He may have it broke down already. They probably can pull it up pretty easy, I bet.
And then as you guys are discussing budget, don't forget to talk about the road sharing, what you guys are going to do.
Yep.
Because letters will not need to go out
right.
If you want to follow the same process that has been followed in the past.
In fact, I think that was the issue that I spoke to Donna about, that we talked with Merriam Woods, but I don't think we gave an answer. They came in talking to us about extending
what we
until
said was
next year.
We encouraged her not to, but we also said to call this individual, and that individual has still not been called. So, remember I told
another
her...
Another contractor?
Yep. Yeah. I gave her the contractor information. He hadn't been called as of yet.
Okay.
So...
A couple of things I don't understand about that, and I wish that she was here to talk about it. Merriam Woods had two bids, or three bids. Not Merriam Woods.
Rockaway. Had three.
And Merriam Woods...
Because we discussed it, but it wasn't recorded. But, yep.
Yeah. So, those kind of questions need to be asked.
And it may have been that she was going for chip and seal at Merriam Woods and Rockaway's doing asphalt.
Yeah, it could be something like that.
Because
right.
I think maybe Table Rock's quit doing chip and seal if I understood her, and that they were trying to get more
right.
distance done, of course.
Yeah, you're right, and that could
you
be
mentioned
the whole.
That.
Okay,
okay we're ready for
else?
Bob. Huh?
You
I guess.
Anything else for me?
No, ma'am. Just to let you know, we are a little behind schedule. Not a big surprise, but We should be, but Linda's not here. Come on in. But we will start at 11:30 for...
I have something to discuss with you guys for Linda.
Are you going to do the propane bid?
Uh-huh.
You can't do that right now.
I know.
Okay.
I'll be back down.
Come on down later.
I'll send Jillian down.
I move that we go to executive session pursuant 610-021-1, 2, and 3. Do I have a second?
Second.
And then a recess?
What, 1 minute?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Recess!
1 minute recess.
1 minute.